the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER Sport.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointing at the doggy.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
In our worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
good? I mean, the real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that began so long ago, it was around before COVID-19. What is the show about, I hear you think? Well, it's mostly about me, Joel Kassam, and my daily adventures. This week, for example, I put some food into the microwave to heat up and only went and bloody forgot to turn it on. Ah, dearie, dearie me. But I can't possibly bring you all these funny stories on my own, so allow me to introduce a woman who was this week caught siphoning wine from a moving tanker. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! All right. Is the noise there? Is it gone?
The
I'm having some
gone.
Serious technical difficulties.
That's right. For people who
the noise is gone, but
us.
My voice is not.
We noticed you're not in your grandma's house this week.
No, I'm in my van and it's like a fridge. I'm absolutely freezing. And I've had to take the jacket off because the jacket was so noisy.
Yes, we've tried that intro now three times.
I don't even think this...
And
yeah, I'm frozen. I'm absolutely freezing. And my battery's running low. Oh, no!
She's using her phone in her little van and it has just fallen
it
over.
It just fell over. It's a comedy of errors today.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a good show.
I don't know. This is terrible. This is the worst so far. I've got this lighting.
It looks fine.
I don't know what to do, guys.
It's okay. We'll just
okay, good.
We'll battle on.
Yes.
Also joining us is a man who will be filming a new movie in space with Tom Cruise. It's Mick Rad.
It's called Hanks in Spanx in Space.
What's it called?
Hanks in Spanx in Space.
Okay.
He's going to wear Spanx in space.
What's the Hanks?
Did you say just Tom Hanks? I was filming a movie
did
with
I
Tom
say
Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Gabby? I did mean to say Tom Cruise. Adjudicator?
I'm just focusing on my phone not falling over and trying to keep still so I don't make annoying noises.
You might have said Tom Cruise, really in which case the movie's got to change titles.
No, I like Hanks in Space. What was it? Hanks in Spanx.
In space.
In space.
I'm actually getting a bit scared.
Don't be afraid. We can talk you through the next half an hour.
Recording in a fridge. It's the first time for everything.
All right.
I'm wearing thermals, so that's good.
I think we're at the turning insane period of isolation, where it's just at the point now where it's all gone. Like, we're too far gone. There's no coming back.
No.
Yeah. This is a permanent state of being now.
Yeah.
Permanent? Really? We're not going back to normal?
Oh, yeah. Nah. Nah. God, no. Even if we tried.
We are recording on a Thursday. We have to record on Thursdays at the moment due to having to get the show
COVID-19
and COVID-19. So we actually don't know what restrictions are changing tomorrow or today if you're listening live.
Possibly, we do know.
We do know.
Okay.
We have all the answers.
Sorry. Go for it. What has changed?
Well, you're allowed to go. You can have 5 friends over now.
Okay.
You can go to a restaurant that. Yeah, that's the hardest thing probably for you.
Yes, go on.
Restrictions or not, you can go to a restaurant.
Yep. And the pub, pub with dining, you can have 10 people in the pub, but you can only stay for an hour. One hour.
Shit. Well, it's not really going to the pub because you have to eat. So you have to go to a pub that's also pretty much a restaurant. So it's not really going to the pub.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine many opening, really.
Well, so I know the Lord Glasson.
Really viable. Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Lord Glasson is opening tomorrow, but yeah, they've set up the tables. So like five tables of two, you have to make a booking via a number. You can only stay for an hour at lunch or an hour and a half at dinner, and you have to buy a drink with your food, and then you got to leave. So it's like really strict.
Like why? I would just have five friends over. It's not, you can't even go to the pub with more than one friend.
Oh, you can. You can go to the pub with as many as you want, but you've got to be at least two people. You can't just book for one. I can't just go to the pub by myself and have a meal.
No, but only 10 people are allowed in the venue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, what's the bloody point, really?
Well,
what's the bloody point?
What's the bloody point?
Three weeks of this and then hopefully they'll expand it to like 50 or something.
Nah.
No?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think there'll probably be a spike in people testing positive for COVID after this weekend, which is fine, but it might ease the restrictions going back to normal, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of drinking, in the intro there, I mentioned Gabby siphoning wine from a moving tanker. Did you hear this story?
No, but it sounds like something I would do.
Yes. When I saw it on the news, I did think it was you. A man in California was arrested after he was filmed jumping onto the side of a speeding wine tanker on a freeway, dressed only in his undies, before allegedly unscrewing a valve and drinking his fill. So what this guy's done is, there's a camera on the truck, so it filmed it. He sort of waved the truck down and the truck pulled over, thinking he had some sort of car problem. And the guy got out of his car, was wearing just his underwear, opened his boot for some unknown reason, and then ran behind the truck. And the guy was like, I'm out of here. Pulled the truck out, started driving, then looked in his mirrors and could see the guy like unscrewing a valve and just drinking wine. A giant tank.
Wow.
Where? What country?
California, America.
Like I say, this virus is doing funny things. Yep, we're losing it. Things are going off the rails at this stage.
He got arrested.
Really?
Yeah, he got arrested and then went and did like a night in jail or whatever. And then on his way out, tried to steal a van and got arrested again as he was heading home.
Wow. He would have been over the limit as well.
I'm sure he would have. Straight from a tanker.
So, I guess also the other thing that's come out in the news is we won't be doing any international travel probably until 2023.
Where did you read that, Gabby? Where did you read that?
The Guardian.
Really?
Yep. So, they don't think that normal air travel, international air travel will be like it has been for at least another 3 years.
This is meant to be
a long time
lifting show, Gabby.
Yeah.
But on that note,
you can swim.
It will mean that the national borders will hopefully start to open, obviously in the next, you know, however many months, and our Trans-Tasman bubble will hopefully be approved. So that means travel between New Zealand and Australia without a quarantine. There are so many exciting things to explore, not only within our borders, but across the way over in New Zealand. It's a really great opportunity to start looking just over the fence.
This is true. I've never actually been
and
to New Zealand.
Building up our economy.
Yes.
No, I've never been to New Zealand either.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. We
Fantastic
should do a show over there.
Fantastic place. We should. Great snowboarding.
Across the ditch.
Great.
Yes. Across the ditch. Well done. Very good.
Across the... Oh, no. I nearly did an accent. It came out Scottish.
Dutch.
Across the ditch. Yeah. Across... But New Zealand, a great place for sporting and activities. Surfing in Raglan, snowboarding in Queenstown, rolling down a hill in anywhere, really. Yeah, it's a good time. Maybe we can go and, you know, get all the tips from the what are the Kiwi
All Blacks
rugby people. Yeah. It's exciting. It's good. We don't need to go to bloody Spain.
Well, this is the beginning of Australia and New Zealand just becoming one country. I feel that if we worked together, we got rid of our current leader and had a more accepting leader who would work with Jacinda, we can eventually just make Australia and New Zealand one country and share our borders as often as we want. Why not?
This is just make it the bubble. What are we going to call it? New Australia.
Yeah, New Australia. I like it.
Named it done.
Ausland.
Ausland. Yeah. We stopped talking because we're all trying to think of a funny name. That's how witty we are on this program.
That is terrible.
We're so fast. Just chop those bits out later, John.
Have you guys in your isolation been doing any sports or activities or any kind of movement?
My osteo told me to plank. 5 30-second planks a day.
I was going to say 5:30.
How much did you pay to get them to tell you that?
$60. No, I've got some really sore shoulders and neck and stuff. So he told me I've got to start doing some exercises to loosen up a bit because I'm getting too stiff and my muscles are all tight. So planking, apparently.
How are your planks going?
Oh fuck, I'm shaking and stuff.
What are you doing? A minute? Minute and a half?
No, I'm doing 5 30-second ones. I'm doing 30 seconds on, then 15 seconds off, then 30 seconds on.
That's
good. Yeah. Are you just doing your straight onto your elbows? What are your slide ones? Run us through.
Is there other ways? I don't know.
There's many different planks.
There's so many different planks.
Gotta work all different, both sides of your body.
Is there a plank book that tells me how I can do all the different planks?
Yep.
Yep.
It's called Walk the Plank.
It's Planking for Dummies.
Oh, God.
That's good. Yeah, that's about it. What about you guys?
I'm back into tennis, baby. I'm loving it. I beat my brother-in-law 2-3, and he actually cried at the end of it. So I felt very good. I also played my mother-in-law, and she told me that she played comp tennis, and then I found out she only played when she was 12. So she's also, bullshitting, which I think is really funny. You know, when you get to an age when you realize that you're actually not an athlete, you never really were, but you know, I always used to say that I played Premier League soccer. I was 16. It doesn't count anymore.
Wait, you said you won.
Just hold on to it.
You beat your brother-in-law 2-3. You said,
yeah.
Who got two? He got two.
I got 2 games out of 3.
Wait, yeah. Sets?
Oh, I thought that as well. So 2 out of 3.
Oh, played 3 games and you won 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I still get so confusing with tennis scoring.
Well, you can say 2-3 if you'd won 3 games and he had won 2, and he also served the whole time. And that would make sense, I think. Doesn't matter.
Look, all I know is I beat him.
Okay,
that's all good. I know.
We're all proud of you. It wasn't pennant. I remember that was a big thing on this show for
a
while.
Pennant. Tennis. Tennis is a good social distancing game.
Sure.
Yeah. Not doubles.
Pretty good. Yeah, doubles. You're far away.
You have to stipulate a certain side of the net to go crossover when you switch sides. So you go to the right and I'll go to the left and you just go clockwise.
Yes.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
You can play golf now, right? Is golf allowed?
Golf hasn't stopped.
Golf hasn't stopped yet.
I think in Victoria they stopped it, but New South Wales.
Is this a white middle class rich men are going to let golf stop no matter what?
This is the thing. So you can only play in groups of 2 or on your own. So I know golf courses are raking it in at the moment because there's nothing else to do. So that's the only sport you can, there's a
couple
of ones,
I love that. I know, you know, how do you know that?
I know because my uncle is the head greenskeeper of Marrickville Golf Course and I saw him and he told me.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
That's
gosh.
How I know.
Hot off the press.
So.
Well, we're only 2 weeks away from actual Australian sports starting again. 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. 2 weeks from the NRL.
That's what they're saying. Unless a couple of people don't want to get the jab.
Well, no, that's happening. Bryce Cartwright, the guy who was basically his wife was anti-vaxxer, he was like, no, I'm not going to get the jab. Queensland have a no jab, no play policy. So if you want to play sport in Queensland, you have to get a flu shot. And so basically he's done it. He's gone and got the shot. He's
had I don't often say this, but go Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, he had the choice. Either he get the jab or he doesn't. His contract, he stood down.
Yes. Yep.
And obviously he went for
the money
because of also the money. Yeah. Yes. Like he's not going to. I think that it's interesting
$450,000 he's on a year. So he would have lost that contract if he had not got the jab. That's what the jab was worth. Would you get a vaccination for $500,000? Probably.
Yeah. I get it for free. I pay for it, so I'm going to get money for it, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully that can get off the front pages now and maybe footy will actually start in 2 weeks. There's going to be more controversies. Either way, someone's going to get it. It's going to all blow up again. And then,
Of course. Can't wait. I mean, these controversies are better than the previous controversies that often happen with NRL. So
this is very true. Yeah. The whole NRL scandal is now based solely on flu shots, TikTok, and there's another thing, and I should have written it down, but it doesn't matter.
Going camping.
Yeah. I mean, it's really just, it's not like it used to be, which is great.
It's not like it used to be.
Which is good news, and hopefully it stays this way.
I think the NRL are probably pretty chuffed that that's all that's happened, to be honest. I think they're like, whew. All right, let's get through this.
Yeah. We're doing all right, guys.
Yeah. I, for one, am looking forward to once again seeing one. We saw one round of footy without any crowds, which was weird. But then the best part was when they had the cardboard cutouts of people in the audience. So I hope they keep that going. And apparently one of the teams in AFL were talking about having canned like crowd noise.
Really?
So
it went through the speakers like.
They should that's a good idea. They should project. Also, you could project a crowd onto those seats. Like do some kind of lighting where they project a crowd and then have audio where it's like.
Or play all the games at night and just have light solely on the field. So everything else is black.
So you can't.
You don't even know. Yeah, there could be a crowd.
And then have that canned laughter. I think that's good. I think canned laughter. Canned laughter.
Throwing a few drum rolls.
That was a Freudian slip.
But you can't just have cheers. You got to have oohs and you got to,
Yeah.
Just slander.
Get him onside.
Get his thumb out of his ass.
The ref is a wanker. Now, there are actually
Yes,
so there's some rule changes for the rest of the season. One of them being only one referee. So NRL normally has two referees or has had two referees for some years now. And they're going to move to one for money, I think, and because it's keeping them apart. I'm not too sure the exact...
No, it's just saving money. I think they're saving something like $3 million a year by having one ref. I still don't understand the odds on that.
The unions are involved now. They're pretty pissed off for the...
Yes, they're not happy because... No. Half of them aren't working.
Fair enough.
They also changed a rule for the... So if you continue to hold a player down in the play of the ball, they say it's a ruck infringement. Instead of it being a penalty, it's just an automatic six again for that team with the ball.
You know how they do the humping thing?
That sort of stuff, exactly. Yeah, no more humping.
So you're not allowed to do the humping thing?
No more humping.
That's going to lose a lot of audience members.
Well, they've got zero at the moment. So,
well, eyes on the screen, that's for sure.
No, I don't know. It's a good idea. The wrestling, they say. They call it wrestling. So they're going to try and get that out of the game.
Right.
That's all. Something. There was some news and that's all I had.
What about, but like, that doesn't, is that because of COVID?
No.
I don't know why he's changing that rule. Peter Verlandis is the CEO of the Australian Rugby League.
Yeah.
And he calls it Rugby League. But he's taking this opportunity to basically just take over the game and make all these decisions that he thinks to save the game, which is, fine. But also this rule change is a bit strange, sort of out of left field. It's like, Yeah. Why are you doing that now?
It was unexpected. And
other rules that I think he wants to bring in, but he's sort of been knocked on the head. So, yeah, he's trying to, like, take it over. Like, he's, like, the czar of the
rugby. Why does he want to change the humping rule? Because it slows the game.
Well, I think, it's about speeding it up. It's about speeding up. That's right. That's right. AFL is also trying to come back as well. I think, again, they're having a thing tomorrow, a little chat with all the clubs.
Little chat. Well, they've been denied, and then now they're trying to – maybe they'll go to an island.
I think they're trying to work out where to play, and it looks like Queensland might be their best option. So they might head somewhere to Queensland and just keep playing all their games there.
There's nice resorts there, I read, that some of the coaches are keen to get the players into and start. Nice weather, good resorts. So
sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yes.
In other sports around the world are all sort of trying to work out when to come back as well. I think Bundesliga, the German football league, is coming back pretty soon, like in the beginning of June, I think. Premier League's getting close, but they're like going to finish the season. And I'm just waiting for Liverpool to win. Liverpool needed two more wins to win the frigging title, and they just need two games. But no one's announced when they're going to happen. They might just be their cancel the rest of the season and give them the premiership, but... It's so sad for Liverpool fans that won't be able to be there to experience them winning for the first time in 30 years.
Yes, anyway. That is hard.
It's not the worst thing that happens, obviously, but you know, it's still sad.
It's pretty sad. 30 years.
Yeah. Speaking of soccer and German soccer, did you guys? What have you done there, Mick? Something's appeared on my screen. I can't make it go away. It doesn't matter. Notes. I teased this story last week. Did you guys hear about this zombie soccer player?
No. Don't. I'm actually really scared because I'm in the van and it's really cold and dark and then the dog's freaked out and now I'm scared someone's... Oh.
Please, tell us, Joel.
Okay. Okay, this name is... Hyannik Kamba. Sorry, Mr. Kamba. Was a star in the German league a few years back and was said to have been killed in January 2016 in a car crash in his native Democratic Republic of Congo. The 33-year-old Kamba claims his companions had left him during the night while on a trip to somewhere in Congo. In January 2016, they took his money, his papers, his phone, basically everything he had, they took it, right? And claimed that he had died in a car crash, including his wife, who then cashed in on it, right? Now, this guy was without anything, and he tried to, like, tell people who he was, and no one believed him because they're like, no, you died. What? In a car crash, we remember. And then, yeah, up until, like, last week, is he finally got his identity back, and he's alive. So he was stuck in Congo because he couldn't get out. He had no papers to fly back to Germany to prove who he was. He would go to like embassies and stuff like that, and they were like, "No, sorry, you're not that person. That person died." So he was stuck. He just like got a crappy job and just kept going on with his life.
How long was he in Congo for?
This happened in 2016, January.
How did he get out of Congo in the end? Like, I missed that bit.
I don't know. But he eventually just kept trying and they went, oh, okay, maybe that is you. I think that's what happened.
Is he back with his wife?
No. She's under arrest, I believe.
Her that did it.
She was part of it, yeah. Yeah.
It raises a good question. Like, I've always wondered what I would do if the whole world thought you were dead, but you actually weren't. Like, if you could just have no identity. And just be wherever you wanted in the world and just become a whole new person. You know, how would you do it? What would you do?
I'd become you, Mick.
There's only one of me. That's like, it can't be me. That's like, unless you kill me off.
My favorite movie, Double Jeopardy. Oh, my God. It's so good. Because in America, you can't be charged with murder twice for the same person. That's the law. So in this movie... Fuck, what's her name? Anyway, she is charged for the murder of her husband and then she realizes that she gets out of jail and she realizes that he faked his own death and chases him down and then murders him. Well, fuck, I just gave it away. Oh,
spoiler alert, for a film that came out in 1999.
It's so good. What's the lead again? Ashley Judd.
Yes. Yes.
Ashley Judd. Tommy Jones. Fantastic film. Anyway, so she gets to live this life because she was charged with murder of her husband. But
oh, yeah. Really?
There you go.
Movie reviews on Across the Park. Love it. should we do a game? Is it game time?
Is it? Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh, no. I had a bit of surfing news. Should we save it for next week?
No, go. We'll do a game after that.
Okay. Another week, another human punching a shark. This time it was a French surfer who escaped with only 4 stitches after punching a shark during a water animal versus land animal melee in Victoria's Bell Beach last week. So basically,
it was so hectic.
Yeah. Got bitten on the leg, punched it. He had another guy come up and help him, and they both swam to shore. And everyone
did you see the shark?
Yeah. I saw the video. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh. How big was it?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Big enough.
Big enough. Big enough to take a chunk out of his leg.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But he was cool. He was like, no, I want to keep surfing and obviously don't hurt sharks. I'm in their territory, blah, blah, blah. Good man.
Comes to the territory, right, Gab?
What?
Yep. Okay, right, game!
Games. Stories about games that are happening. What? Did you hear that?
Stories about things that are happening? Good enough for me. Go.
I didn't plan that. I don't know. Okay. Now, there's not much sport going on around the world, but the Korean Baseball League has started. South Korea having pretty good numbers. They decided, hey, baseball time's on. Let's kick it off. So I looked up the Korean Baseball League. It looks pretty cool. There's some really, interesting teams in there. All the teams, all 10 teams, are based on a sponsor's name. All right. Okay. So I'm gonna give you some names of sponsors, and then you've got to guess what the mascot is. So you've got like the Eels, you've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs, or we've got the Parramatta Eels. I'm gonna give you the first part, and you're gonna give me the second part.
Go.
Total guess. Just make it up, but this is a bit of fun. All right. So LG, what? The LG.
Life's good. Plasma TV.
Washing machines.
What's the name of the Korean baseball team? The LG Twins.
Lucky
Twins.
Twins. Name.
Okay.
I know. It is totally odd. Okay. We know the car. The Kia.
Yeah. Washing the Kia machine.
What? What do you call it, a baseball team? The Kia what?
The Kia Cuties. Kia cuties. Kawaii. Cuties. Like cuties. Cuties. Oh,
cuties
with a K.
Cuties.
Cuties
with a K.
Cuties with a K.
I should call it the Kia Cuties. They're actually called the Kia Tigers.
Oh, damn.
Now, there's a team that's a very big team. They are sponsored by Samsung. They're called the Samsung what?
Samsung Snugglies.
Snugglies. Oh, you should make your own comp.
Snakes.
Oh, very good.
Devils.
Now, no, it's the Lions. Samsung Lions.
Okay.
Why does every country just do really boring name, like animal names for their...
No, there's a good one. Here's a good one. Okay, there's the SK.
Ooh. Yep.
There's SK, which is, I don't know what SK is, some big company. The SK what? Now, this is a really interesting one. Think of like...
S-Cargo.
What did you say?
S-Cargo. Snails.
I'm going to say pandas.
The SK Wyverns. Now, do you know what a wyvern is?
No.
No.
It's a legendary bipedal dragon with a tail that often ends in a diamond or an arrow-shaped tip.
I can't believe we didn't get that.
Ooh. How would we have...
But you were talking about having normal mascots. That was a wyvern.
No, that's really a good one. I like that one.
That was good. Have you got any more?
Okay, just quickly. This is a generic question. How many total games are there in a regular Major League Baseball season? I've got three choices. 158.
Oh.
1,684 or 2,430?
The middle one.
2,000
something.
No, Gabby, you got it. There are 2,430 regular baseball league games in a season.
Well,
they're
done.
About to chop it in half if they restart. There you go.
Well done.
We're over time.
That's the end of the show, everyone.
Stay sporty.
Stay sporty, Spice.
I love you all.
I love you
all.
See
you soon.
Stay distant.
Yeah. Don't kiss anyone you don't know.
Oh, kiss someone you know and then stay with them for 14 days.
Bye.